have children who are being removed from their homes. They have no idea what they're allowed to ask for. They don't know what their rights are. And to be able to just hand them a bag and it has a blanket and it has a stuffed animal and it has your basic toiletries and, you know, and a coloring book or a journal or whatever it is, the stress that you are minimizing for that child is palpable.
We don't know what happened to this child. We're trying to reinforce their dignity. We're reinforcing the fact that you are seen, you're here, you're being cared for.
Welcome to the Future is Family podcast, brought to you by Umbrella, a foster care nonprofit dedicated to promoting an enhanced understanding of foster and kinship care and serving as a catalyst for positive change in the child welfare community. I'm your host, Rachel. On this episode, we sat down with the creator of The Bag Project, Anupo Wijaya, and its current steward, Laura Nichols. From 2014 to 2021, Anupo was the hands-on leader of the independent New Jersey nonprofit, The Bag Project. For 7 years, she and only one or two volunteers packed hundreds of foster children emergency bags to give kids and adolescents removed from their biological homes a moment of comfort and something to call theirs. In 2021, Anupo was looking for a new home for the Bag Project with an organization that could take it to the next level. She thought the Bag Project would be a great fit for Umbrella and our mission. The Bag Project then came under the leadership of Laura Nichols, the outreach and volunteer manager at Umbrella. First, you'll hear from Anupo, and we'll hear Laura's insights a little later.
I lived in New York City for many years, and there I was an administrator at Safe Horizon for many, many years. And when we moved back to the area and I was trying to figure out kind of what was I doing next, I got in touch with a bunch of local nonprofits to figure out what were their needs. And in these conversations, I kept hearing about these like elusive donation closets, and nobody ever knew what was in the donation closet. And you know, a family of four kids could walk in and kid one could get a toothbrush and a stuffed animal and kid two is getting, you know, socks and, I don't know, a blanket. There was no rhyme or reason to what they were getting. And these are organizations that spend so much time focused on immediate needs, you know, food, shelter, safety, getting them bused back to the correct school system, all of those things, that some of these small items tend to fall through the cracks. And after having a whole bunch of these conversations and not really knowing what to do with it, I literally woke my husband up at 2 o'clock in the morning and was like, I figured it out. I know what I want to do. And he was like, what is happening?
And so the idea for the Bag Project was born.
I had no idea what I was doing. New Jersey is a very interesting place to try to set up a nonprofit. So that was hard. It took me between kind of coming up with the idea and getting all the paperwork done to complete it. It wasn't a year, but it took me a long time to do because I was doing it by myself at that point. We live in the age of the internet, and so you need to have a website and you need to have a logo and you need to have like all these other pieces in place. And I've never built a website, phone numbers, and I've never done any of these things. So just all of those things that you don't really think about that you have to do when you're effectively starting a business.
And so what was the actual bag packing process like when it first started?
It was in my house for several years, which was, it was chaotic. There was a lot of boxes. And I also had to be the delivery service because I didn't want folks coming to my home. So I was driving all over New Jersey with my car full of bags. But it was great because I also then got to be on site at some of the places that I was donating to and meeting the staff and like just hearing from them the impact that the bags had on their ability to do what they were doing was just amazing. It reaffirmed what it was that I was doing. So when I would start grumbling about like all the boxes and having to drive everywhere, and then you hear these stories and you're like, oh, right, that, of course, that's why you're doing this. Like, hello. So it was, that part was great. although it was much easier when people started coming to us, especially given the number of bags that that folks would ask for, especially the Department of Family offices that were like further away. They would ask for anywhere between like 130 to, you know, 180 bags at a time, and they would show up with these massive vans to fill them up.
Anupa quickly ran into a problem when figuring out how to sort items for the bags.
Because we're doing it by age range, age and size don't always go together. And so trying to figure out what can you put in the bags that are still going to be really useful for that age group that still has a size attached to it. And so socks felt like one of those things that could be a little bit fungible in terms of like maybe they're a little too big, you might be a little too small, but you can still get them on your feet. And, you know, we've been told, and it's in the news and people hear about it all the time, that socks are probably one of the biggest requested items at homeless shelters. And so being able to make sure that we're not meeting the need, there's like two pairs of socks, but that we are trying to make sure that they have those as well, was really important. We had a lot of conversations about like underwear and bras and, you know, constantly struggling with the age and size doesn't always correspond.
Yes.
Because I really wanted to be able to include like underwear and bra and, you know, all of those necessities in the bags as well. And then when we would get those donations, we would just donate them separately. But that was always one that I felt like I didn't solve, but I don't know if it's solvable.
In the beginning, I spoke about all this with Robin, and I thought, why socks and not underwear, and why this and not that? And like, we really had no idea. And speaking with some of our CPNP workers and other bag recipients, they really needed pajamas.
Yes,
for that
first
was
the
night.
Other one.
So we struggled, exactly same thing. I started to put underwear in the bags. I think we only did that once or twice, and I thought, this is a huge waste. You never, you just don't know the size.
Exactly.
You don't know. So what we do now, we have a brand new digital request form. Everything's laid out. It's hopefully very easy for someone to fill out. And in that form, it says, do you need socks? Do you need underwear? Do you need pajamas? Please list size and quantity. Diapers as well. We include that. So again, usually the CPNP workers are filling these forms out. But they'll write right on there. We need size 5, 6, and 7. We need toddlers. We need teens.
I love that.
And we just
what
give them a box.
What a great addition. That's fantastic.
Yep. So that they can use it as they need it.
That was always, that was the one that I was like, I can't solve this. You know, the undergarments and the pajamas.
Despite the things she couldn't solve, the bag project was helping.
You have children who are being removed from their homes. They are standing in a room with a full of, you know, with adults that they have no idea who these people are. They have no idea what they're allowed to ask for. They don't know what their rights are. And to be able to just hand them a bag and it has a blanket and it has a stuffed animal and it has your basic toiletries and, you know, and a coloring book or a journal or whatever it is, depending on the age group, the stress that you are minimizing for that child is palpable, according to the folks that I've spoken to. Several of the Department of Family offices would bring our bags with them when they had to go and make a pickup. And so they would say, you know, we would get the child in the car and sometimes they would have stuff, other times they wouldn't have anything, or they had random stuff. And then we'd be able to give them this bag and it was like a few moments of them just looking through it and seeing what was in there and learning that it was theirs. And having a place to put, if they did have any of their own items, a bag to put it in that wasn't a trash bag. Hearing those kinds of stories, I was like, well, this is a no-brainer, right? You know, like, these are kids. At the end of the day, they're kids.
Yep. And we've really been working on the quality of the bag. I'm very authentic. I'm very transparent. When people want to donate things, sometimes it's not an easy conversation. It kind of goes along the lines with asking for money. But I do try to explain the situation where we don't know what happened to this child. Yesterday could have been the worst day of their entire life. And today they get this bag and they open it up and it's dollar store deodorant and a cheap toy that's gonna break as soon as they pick it up. They go to the locker room and their peers are using Axe and Old Spice and Dove and they have this. And kids get bullied and made fun of for the smallest things, as we all know. And I never, ever, ever want to be the cause of an extra layer of bullying. So I do tell people, if you're gonna buy toiletries, please, a name brand. Make it be a name brand. If you're going to buy some kind of a toy, it's gotta be some kind of quality. We're trying to reinforce their dignity. We're reinforcing the fact that you are seen, you're here, you're being cared for. And this is just another aspect, this bag and the contents is another aspect showing you that somebody out there
cares.
Exactly.
I agree. I love that. I'm so glad that you're doing that. Those are not easy conversations.
They're not. They're not. And I have an Amazon wish list that's all set up.
I was actually just about to ask that because I was like, whatever happened to the Amazon wish list?
Yes.
There was one that existed. I have no idea what's on it, though.
I don't know about yours. We created one through Umbrella.
Not a bad idea to create a different one. I don't remember what's on the first one.
I'm sure it was good.
Yes.
I'm sure it was also good.
Yes.
So, but it's also just fun to make an Amazon.
It is.
You're
it
like,
is.
Ooh, like,
yeah.
I get to pick all the things.
Fake shopping, kind of.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. So everything is on there. And I say, even if you don't purchase these particular products, this is what we're looking for. These are examples of what goes in the bag.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that's a great reference point to have for
people. Makes it easier for them, too.
Yes. They always ask for lists. Yeah. Always. Do you, what is most needed? What's most asked for? Can you send me a list? And I have it.
Anupa says she couldn't have made the bag project work without the support of volunteers.
Sejal actually stayed with me the entire time that I had the bag project, and she volunteered multiple times a week and would come in and actually pack bags. And then I had two other volunteers that came every week, Lori and Dawn, and there's absolutely no way that I would have been able to do any of this without the three of them. Lori started with me when I was in my house. She would come to my house and help pack bags. And then when we moved and she helped me move and and then she brought her friend, Dawn. Dawn was hilarious. She has no problems asking anybody for anything. So she would be at the dentist for a cleaning and she'd be like, hey, do you guys have any toothbrushes that you want to donate? She was like, what's the worst that would happen that they would say no to me? That is not how my brain works. So I appreciated what she brought, like actually brought and metaphorically brought to the table. That was really great.
Yeah.
We had a lot of families who had younger children. And, you know, you're trying to teach lessons. I did the same with mine. Where you go to the store and you buy all these things and you pack a bag and it's not for you. Like you're paying it forward. You're doing all this for somebody else. Yeah, we had families who for Christmas, they were like, we don't need to exchange gifts. So instead they would each pick age ranges and they would, you know, pack 5 bags per age range or whatever. And that was their Christmas gifts to each other.
That's so cool.
And they would come and drop it off. So it was just because it was so tangible and families could see where they were putting their money, it was easier, I think, for folks to get behind. And it was easier to write the grants because it was very specific what it was that I needed. I wasn't asking for overhead. I wasn't asking for salary. We had no in-person services. And so that was a lot easier.
Overall, Anupa and Umbrella couldn't be happier with the transition of the bag project.
That's the dream, right? That was the dream. That was the whole purpose of moving it here, is so that it could continue to live on and to grow and to continue to make an impact. And it sounds like it is. And I love that it's in your hands because, you know, clearly you're passionate about it. And that to me warms my heart because...
Thank you.
Again, you know, this was something that was near and dear to me. It continues to be near and dear to me. But to know that it's in your hands and it's near and dear to you, I don't think I could ask for more. You know, like I can't, that's it. That was the dream.
Thank you and so much.
And so
I'm just floating right now.
You and me both.
All I ever wanted from the beginning, without even knowing you really, was to make you proud of what we're still doing here.
You've succeeded.
And how we're growing it.
Yeah, you've definitely succeeded. So I'm really grateful for all that you're doing.
Thank you so much for listening. This has been the Futures Family Podcast, brought to you by Umbrella, a foster care nonprofit. If you are interested in finding out more about the Bag Project, or volunteering to stuff bags, or want to make a financial donation, purchase items from our wish list, or host a donation drive, visit www.umbrella.org/thebagproject. For more information about Umbrella, visit www.umbrella.org or follow us on social media on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at umbrella.nj or on LinkedIn at umbrella. Tune in next time on the Futures Family Podcast. Thank you.